RNZ Pacific News, Atamaria, ko Lydia Lewis, tēnei. In Samoa, a 37-year-old mother has been charged with the death of her teenage daughter. TV1 Samoa reports Deputy Police Commissioner Papali'i Monalisa Tiaeketi is saying the charges are based on an incident that took place on November 18th. The Deputy Commissioner says preliminary reports indicate the incident occurred after the mother was allegedly smacking one of her younger children, who ran off to escape. Jan Kahoot has more.
The mother then allegedly picked up a rock and threw it at the child, but instead the rock struck her 13-year-old daughter. The daughter was taken to hospital complaining of a sore head, and doctors performed surgery the following day. Police say she passed away a few days after the operation. The mother faces charges including manslaughter, grievous bodily harm, assault and being armed with a dangerous weapon.
The mother is set to appear before the Supreme Court next week. Solomon Islands police are investigating after 10 houses were burnt down in an alleged arson at Vaoluadu village. Provincial Police Commander of Guadalcanal Province, Chief Superintendent Rodney Kuma, says no arrests have been made, but suspects have been identified. He says the motive behind the alleged arson incident was related to land and property ownership rights. Chief Superintendent Kuma says it is a really sad incident where the victims of the alleged arson fled from their homes only to return to find their homes and properties burnt to ashes. He's called on both parties who were involved to refrain from taking the law into their own hands and allow police to investigate and deal with the matter. Papua New Guinea is ready to start a feasibility study on a proposed free trade agreement with China. This is according to International Trade and Investment Minister Richard Maru. The National reports Mr. Maru saying Budget 2023 puts about $284,000 into the National Trade Office, and the study will begin in the new year. He says the study would be undertaken by an independent body to inform of the possible scope of the proposed arrangement with China. A Pacifica health leader in New Zealand hopes the Royal Commission into the COVID pandemic will look into the equality of the response, the equity rather of the response, and resource allocation. The government has announced it will conduct a Royal Commission of Inquiry into its COVID-19 response to help inform any future pandemics. Debbie Sorensen, the Chief Executive of Pacifica Futures, told RNZ's morning report Pacifica people bore the brunt of the COVID-19 outbreak, with a large proportion working jobs in MIQ facilities or at the airport and other frontline locations.
We had a large number of infected families who experienced high hardship. And it's important, I think, that the Commission really inquires into the specific responses with each community, not to just take one approach fits all.
Debbie Sorensen hopes the Royal Commission also looks into how Cabinet responded to advice it was given on the matter at the time. Meanwhile, a Māori health leader has some concerns that the probe into the COVID-19 response is coming too soon to gain a full picture. National Māori Pandemic Group founder and the Chief Medical Officer at the Māori Health Authority, Rawiri Jansen, told RNZ's morning report that a third wave of COVID has yet to peak.
Understanding how we get a proper pandemic response is in all of our interests, and we haven't quite finished the third wave. I'm just have a little concern that actually we may be a little bit early in doing it.
Dr. Jansen hopes the inquiry will produce enduring lessons for handling pandemics, with a clear focus for Māori and Pacifica populations. The Fiji government has extended the harvesting and trading period for beach demure, a sea cucumber delicacy, following numerous requests from coastal communities. FBC reports the Minister for Fisheries, Seme Koro I Lavesau, saying the beach demure population remains healthy. Mr. Koro I Lavesau says this has been possible through the continued monitoring of beach demure population health, timely data reporting from licensed harvesters and traders, proper data recording, analysis, enforcement and compliance with scientific backing. The harvesting window has been extended to February 2nd next year, while the trade and export period has been extended to April 2nd. Niue is heading into week two of experiencing community transmission with a rise of COVID-19 cases. Three new cases of the virus have been recorded in the latest reporting period. There are now 61 active cases, taking the total number of cases to 172 since the virus first arrived at the border in March this year. Online reservations have opened up for French Polynesia's newest domestic airline. Air Moana will start services on January 15. Based in Tahiti, Air Moana will launch with flights to Bora Bora, Raiatea, Rangiroa, Nukuhiva and Mo'orea. Eventually, the carrier plans to extend its network to 21 destinations and employ more than 200 people. By the end of 2024, the airline wants to add about 30% capacity to the local aviation market, which is dominated by Air Tahiti. In a first phase, the airline, which was founded by a former head of Air Tahiti, is leasing two ATR aircraft. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has tested positive for COVID. He is isolating and working from home in Sydney. The ABC's Stephanie Dalzell has more.
The Prime Minister was meant to meet state and territory leaders on Wednesday, where the federal government was expecting to thrash out its plan to contain rising power prices by intervening in the energy market. It's been facing resistance from states, with New South Wales and Queensland floating the prospect the Commonwealth would have to compensate them for lost royalties if a price cap on coal is put in place. A spokesman for the Prime Minister confirmed National Cabinet had been delayed and will be rescheduled for a later date.
In sport, Brazil will play Croatia in the quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup. Brazil has beaten the Korea Republic 4-1 in the round of 16. Croatia earlier defeated Japan in a penalty shootout. And the Fijian Drua and Moana Pacifica's spots in Super Rugby Pacific has been secured until 2030. This has been confirmed by New Zealand Rugby and Rugby Australia following a joint venture agreement in Sydney. Christina Persico reports.
New Zealand Rugby Chief Executive Mark Robinson and his Australian counterpart Andy Marinos both welcomed the new partnership, which will extend the existing joint venture from 2024 to 2030, as a significant moment for rugby in the Pacific. Mr. Robinson says the agreement represents a unified commitment to the Super Rugby Pacific format. He says they have charted a new path with the introduction of Moana Pacifica and the Fijian Drua this year. The 2023 Super Rugby Pacific season opens for the Fijian Drua and Moana Pacifica on February 25th when they face each other at Mount Smart Stadium in Auckland.
A pioneering American tennis coach has died, aged 91. Nick Bollettieri helped produce champions such as Andre Agassi, Boris Becker and Maria Sharapova. The BBC's Russell Fuller reports.
With his deep tan and trademark wraparound sunglasses, Bollettieri transformed tennis coaching in the 1980s by establishing an academy where students trained and lived full-time. It was where Sharapova's father first turned when his daughter arrived in Florida at the age of six. She, like Agassi, hated academy life, but the relationships endured, and Bollettieri was Agassi's coach when he won his first Grand Slam at Wimbledon in 1992. Bollettieri had an extraordinary presence. Holy mackerel was his catchphrase. Tennis was his life.
The Fiji Pearls recorded their first win of the Nations Cup in Singapore with a 60-53 success against the hosts last night. Fiji lost their opening match against Botswana. In other matches, Malaysia defeated Ireland 58-44 and Botswana beat Singapore 31-50. Fiji plays Malaysia tonight. And that is the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website, rnzi.com.